Hello, podcast world. So, I've been MIA, as you can see, for a while. Sorry about that. I am actually driving currently. Don't worry, both hands on the wheel. And I'm about to meet up with some old friends that I have not seen in a really long time. I'm in my hometown for the holidays. I'm very excited. But I wanted to make note of this thought that I just had. I've been talking a lot about New Year's resolutions, being home for the holidays, because this is a tough time. A lot of people overeat, a lot of people give in to cravings, and they binge, and they're around their families, and they start drinking, and they fall into old habits and old ways, and it's very hard to say no, and it's very hard to stick to your goals. And so I wanted to share this piece of advice with you. I could go out tonight. I could pick up, you know, like I used to do way back in the day, pick up a fifth of whiskey and have a good time with friends. But I know how shitty I would feel the next morning. I know that I would wake up probably still drunk. I would be so hungover. And this is like, mind you, drinking water and hydrating too. I just get awful hangovers. I also drink quite a bit. And so I would feel awful. I would miss my workout. I have to see family tomorrow. I would feel like crap during that. I wouldn't enjoy it. And I would just be counting down the minutes until I get to leave. And then I'd just go lay on the couch or lay in bed, take a nap, and waste half of the day. I want to work on my business. I want to do some more podcasts. I have to check in with clients and a lot of things tomorrow. And A, I just can't afford that. If I were a normal human and didn't work on the weekend sometimes, you know, you can't afford to take a nap. But at the same time, why would you waste half of your day? If that's half a day you could use towards your goals, to get ahead, to clean the house. There's so many things you can do with that day. And I'm not saying you can't ever go hard and go party and be hungover, but ask yourself, like, how many times do you regret that? It's the same thing with your relationship with food. How many times do you regret binging? Because secretly you want to lose body fat. How many times do you regret drinking too much? Because secretly, you know, A, you also probably want to lose body fat because there's alcohol and calories in what you are drinking. But B, maybe you want to, apply for a different job. Maybe you want to get ahead on your homework. Maybe you want to do some work if you're in the program, or just have a kick-ass workout, like whatever it is. Maybe you should do that. And so I want this podcast to almost empower you. Know that if I could do that, I could do that. But I'm not going to. And if I can resist that, I'm still going to have like a drink or two. I'm going to have fun. But you don't need to get wasted or plastered. You can learn to say no. And guess what? Your friends are still going to like you. And if they don't, they're not good friends. So just be smart. It's still the holidays. New Year's is coming up as well. Don't use it as an excuse just to get shit-faced. Just be smart and know that there's always going to be alcohol. There's always going to be parties. There's always going to be opportunities. And you don't need that to have fun. But at the same time, don't totally restrict. Don't go all or nothing. Don't go sober January, because if you do that, then when you do have something, you're going to go crazy. It's the same thing with food. So that being said, I hope you all have an amazing weekend. And I look forward to making some more of these very soon.